throughout these 8 weeks, we're going to be hearing from different people, different healing stories, miracle stories, prosperity stories. And today we're going to be hearing from someone who you might not know, because although she's been around for many years, her path and her journey has kept her not being able to attend sometimes on Sunday mornings. And yet, there has always been a connection, and there has always been a field of wanting to participate and give back, and she's able to do that more specifically now, and she'll be telling you a little bit about that journey. But really just want to hold this beloved one, one of our amazing community members, in this consciousness that she really holds of love, embodiment of love and compassion and saying yes. Will you join me in welcoming our beloved Patty Johnson Dorton? Where is she? There she is.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I usually attend the 9 a.m. service, so that's probably a lot of you haven't seen me. And I almost didn't make it here this morning because they closed down the left lane on the 55. And I live in Moreno Valley, so Spirit told me, you know, get off the highway and go. I had no idea where I was, but I ended up here on time. So I'm very happy to be here this morning to speak to you. Back in 2011, well, a little bit before that, when the economy turned upside down, I lost my home, lost an employment, and moved from Riverside County here to Santa Ana, and was really not sure about what I was going to do or who I was going to be when I grew up from that point. I started working a temporary job. My car died in the middle of that, and I started taking the bus to work every morning. And a friend of mine told me about the gardens here and said, they're a beautiful prayer garden. You should just go there and walk and meditate. So I came here, and I started walking the gardens, and I thought, this is wonderful. I wonder what time the church service is. So I went home and looked up Unity of Tustin, and the first thing I thought was, what's a unity? What's that? Because my tradition is Southern Baptist. And after that, I went into a lot of interdenominational churches, so I was very confused about a unity. And read the information, and I said, okay, I get it. And I came here, and I walked through the doors, and I felt like I was home. So I started coming here one Sunday as I left church and got on the bus to go to the Tustin Library. The bus driver and I had seen each other off and on and had conversations. And as I was getting off the bus, I realized that I was the only one on the bus, and he asked me for my phone number. And I remember Pastor Carolyn saying, you know, just say yes. And so the first thing I thought was no. And then I said yes, and I gave him my phone number, and I thought, I'll never hear from him again. And that evening he called, and we spoke on the phone for 2 hours. And that was in March. And that August we became engaged. And my family was thrilled because I'd never been married before. I'm in my 50s, and he's just a wonderful, wonderful person. 2 weeks after that, he kept saying he wasn't feeling well. We went to the doctor and found out that he had a brain tumor and that they were giving him 18 months. So in that time period, he just said, you know, you don't have to marry me. You don't have to stay. And I said, you know what, for better or worse starts right now. So I made another yes. I made a decision to stay in the relationship. At the same time, we found out that my dad, who was in his 70s, had numerous strokes, that the doctors said that his heart was starting to fail him and that this was it. So in the midst of me kind of grieving for losing my father, my husband-to-be went through brain surgery and was recovering. My dad never knew. We never told him anything that was going on with Gary. And my father passed away a month before my wedding, and that was difficult. And then I went through the whole transition of being with my new husband and going to chemotherapy and physical therapy and doing all of those things and still coming here to Unity when I could and just experiencing a lot of love and support and the prayers from the prayer team and just the energy here on this site of people just being so loving and supportive. My husband passed away. He was on home hospice. He passed away on Valentine's Day of last year. And as he was transitioning, Gail and Mary Jean came by to pray for him. And after they prayed for him, my best friend came down from Northern California to be with me as Gary was transitioning, just to be there to help out. And she's an atheist. And after they left, she said, "Wow, that was amazing." And she, after Gary passed away, she went back home and she found a community to be in, a spiritual community that she feels comfortable with. For me, what Unity means to me, just learning how to look at a situation and say, you know what, there's more going on than what I'm seeing and what I'm experiencing. I did have drama with my in-laws, and it was pretty significant. And this is something I didn't say in the first service, but to the point that I was talking to my mother about what was going on, and she related to other family members. And my mother's from Louisiana, so she's a raging Cajun, and all her mama instincts came in. My dad is from Texas, and his family heard about it from my mother, and they were planning on loading up the RV and coming out to California, and if you have any connections with the South, everybody has a gun. And I could just see this apocalyptic event happening. So I just said, you know, it's not like that. You've all met Gary. You love Gary. He was a man of peace. So we're going to keep this peaceful. And so they did. And they kind of backed down. But the old me would have told them to come out. But what I learned here is that, you know, the peace is what's important. And focusing on my husband during that time as his transition, that was what's important. And so after Gary transitioned, and it was difficult for me to come back because this was his route. So every time I would come here, I would think about him. But again, the love and the prayers and the support were all here, and that's what really mattered to me and what I was learning, and just to say yes. And during that whole process, as things would unfold, I just learned how to say yes, and it was amazing what happened. I'm starting to usher now. Things with my home, because he owned the home before we were married. There were questions about the title and challenges with that and the mortgage company, and all kinds of things happened. And I ended up getting an angel investor to pay off that old mortgage, and now I have a new mortgage and it's in my name, and just all kinds of miracles just happened. But I learned from being here that if I just rely on spirit and go quiet and just listen, that things will always turn out better than what I think the way it's supposed to be. So I just appreciate you as a community. I appreciate your love and support, all the connectedness. I mean, I'm way out in Moreno Valley, and I got phone calls constantly. I get people saying, you know, we can send you a meal. You know, what do you need? And I just so appreciate that. It's just so absolutely amazing. And I just encourage people just to say yes and to just realize what an amazing community of people that are here at Unity. Thank you.